Chapter 10, The Why of Non-Accumulation. When we are given a command by God, we shouldn't have to ask the reasons why. The simple fact that God has commanded it ought to be enough for us. However, God in His mercy has given us a number of reasons why we should obey the doctrine of non-accumulation. Because it keeps our hearts on things above. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:21. According to Jesus, our heart will follow our possessions. If we lay them up on earth, our heart will be on earth. If we lay them up in heaven, our heart will be in heaven. Because mammon, or wealth, is an alternate god. Jesus says you cannot serve God and mammon, and for a very good reason. Wealth seeks to offer us many of the things God Himself desires to give us. Wealth offers us security, influence, health, happiness, love, and power. However, the forms of these things offered by wealth are deceptive counterfeits of the genuine forms offered by God alone. To accept the forgeries offered by wealth will lead ultimately to disappointment and ruin. To reject wealth's counterfeits and choose the real thing offered by God will lead to fulfillment and eternal life. Because it allows us to really love others as we love ourselves. But whoso has this world's good, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how does the love of God dwell in him? 1 John 3:17. Even without any other supporting scriptures, this verse alone ought to be enough to convince us that the doctrine of non-accumulation is true. Because it follows the example of Jesus. 1 John 2:6 and John 12:26. We can ask some important questions. Did Jesus accumulate wealth on this earth? Did He leave behind a store of wealth for His disciples to split among themselves? Or did He say goodbye to this world carrying nothing but the clothes on His back? If we are to follow His example, what does this tell us? In the scripture for following Jesus' example, mentioned just a second ago, 1 John 2:6, says, whoever claims to remain in Him ought himself to live as Jesus lived. Because it sets us free to truly seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. Once we have been set free from the perception that we need to be saving up money for retirement or a possible medical bill, we can put all our extra resources, time, talents, and possessions into building God's kingdom. Because it builds faith in God. To accumulate wealth as a safety net against hard times almost forces us to trust in that wealth. On the other hand, to refuse to accumulate is an active step of faith that says, Lord, I will obey your commands, even if it looks extremely risky to do so. I'm trusting you to do what you promised to do in response to this obedience. In taking this step, we actually put ourselves in a far safer position than if we refused to take this step. Because it draws us close to each other. Something special happens in a brotherhood where everyone is working hard, investing all their excess funds into the work of our King, and laying nothing aside on this earth for the future. We have to recognize that it likely will be this same group of brothers that God will use to supply our physical needs at some point in the future. Because it removes a major source of jealousy among the brothers in the church. Financial dealings between brothers always pose potential for misunderstandings and hard feelings. Suppose, for instance, that a Christian businessman hires a Christian employee and pays him less than what the employee thinks he ought to be paid. Or suppose that one Christian brother charges another brother what seems like too much for some work he has performed. Such situations ought to be very rare if we strive to practice the biblical principles of mutual love and brotherhood equality. In the world's economy, either of these situations would likely be a cause for bitterness to arise. If, however, both brothers involved in the transaction believe and practice biblical non-accumulation, these issues become much less significant. Each of us knows that the other brother, if he makes an excessive profit at my expense, won't keep this profit for himself. Rather, he will put it very soon into the work of building God's kingdom. which is the same place it would have gone if the money had passed through my hands first. Because God has promised to supply our needs. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. The fact that God will supply our needs is one of the primary reasons for non-accumulation given by Jesus in Matthew 6:25 through 34, immediately after the command to lay not up. Because to accumulate on earth is a waste of resources that could be used to build Christ's kingdom. Some will say, I earn enough money that I can give generously and still save for retirement. In other words, I can lay up treasures on earth and in heaven. In a sense, that is true. One person can both give to charity and store up on earth at the same time. But he cannot do it with the same money. The money he gives, he cannot store up on earth. That which he stores up on earth, he cannot give until he ceases to store it up. Because to accumulate on earth is simply a poor investment. Where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Matthew 6:19. Treasures on earth simply don't last very long, no matter how well you try to protect them. I've heard people say, land is a good investment. It always increases in value in the long term. Or, the long-term trend of the stock market is that it will go up. But no matter how many statistics you can quote or charts you can produce to support these statements, they are both absolutely false. According to God's Word, the truly long-term trend of both land and stocks is down. The earth shall be burned up. All these things shall be dissolved. Sections from 2 Peter 3, verses 10 and 11. Because to accumulate on earth robs the owner of the right to enjoy the fruits of his own labor. God asked the rich farmer in Luke 12, then whose shall these things be? The man had worked very hard and had produced a lot of resources. But because he had laid them up on earth, they were snatched from his hands at the point of death, and he would never have the privilege of enjoying those fruits. If he had laid them up in heaven, however, he could have enjoyed them through all eternity.